discriminate full and reduced models and tell the various approaches to generating the latter, carefully commenting on the relative quality of each. Describe the kinds of model comparison research hypotheses used with multiple regression. A full model is a model that includes all the predictors that you have any interest in. It doesn't mean every variable in the data set, but it's the variables that you think, for theoretical or pragmatic reasons, define the largest interesting model. A reduced model is any subset of that. Any set of predictors that's a subset of that. It may be all but one. It may only be one. It may be anything in the middle. The various approaches to generating a reduced model are to build a reduced model only out of those variables correlated with the criterion. Bad idea. It's atheoretical. It ignores suppressor effects, multivariate power effects. Two, include those variables that have a significant regression weight in the full model. Bad idea. It's atheoretical, and it ignores that a multiple regression weight only tells you about the contribution of that variable to that model. Just because a variable doesn't contribute to the full model doesn't mean it won't contribute to nearly all of the possible reduced models. Third, some sort of automated statistical procedure. The automated statistical procedures all have the same basic intent, efficiency. And they incorporate the first two of the three rules of what is a good model. The automated procedures are designed so that, they don't always work, but they are designed so that every variable in the model contributes, no other variable would contribute if put into the model. But we know there's more. We know that adding or subtracting a variable from the model may change the rest of the model. And so these three things that all have bad ideas are bad ideas because, one, they're atheoretical, and two, they ignore collinearity effects. They ignore that a regression weight can only tell you about the contribution of that variable in that model. And when you change models, stories change. The fourth approach to generating a reduced model is theory. What variables, based on what other people have done and what you have done, either are a minimum theoretical set or are a sufficient pragmatic set, one or the other. But it comes from knowing your literature, knowing your population, and literally outthinking your data. The last part of four says describe the kinds of model comparison research hypotheses used in multiple regression, and that is to reiterate this. I've got as many different versions of tell me all or part of that list as I could work into these essay questions. Because I want those 12 things carried around in your head. Those are your Crayola, your basic Crayola crayon box. Remember when you were little, you got the 8? Okay, there was no pink because there's no pink in the damn box. Okay? This is your basic box of Crayola crayons. This will get you through a lot. Is there other stuff out there? Yeah, but we don't use it as much. Eventually, you moved up to 16. But eventually, some grandparents sprung for the 64 with the eraser in the back. But this is a place to start because it'll get you going. And that's why I work in here as many times as I can. Tell me about. So those are nested model comparisons, non-nested model comparisons, comparisons across populations, comparison across criterion variable. That's the last part of number 4.